I believe that belief is the most important ingredient in our success. When we see it clearly and believe it dearly, we declare a defining moment, an epiphany, if you will. We declare, I can do this. I am doing this. Detailed success stories I know are the best way to build this belief. So I'm on a mission to interview every diamond and above in Young Living worldwide. I'm learning from them the granular details of what they thought then and what they think now. I gathered all their vital statistics on how many people they enrolled year one to the ER rate. Let's dive in and listen. Hey everybody, it's Richard Bliss Brook here with another Road to Diamond interview. We're stacking these up to give you all the belief and the statistics and the pathways for you all to get to diamond and above. We have a glorious couple here from Tucson, Arizona, Bill and Carrie Liebeck. Bill and Carrie, say hello to the crowd.
Hello.
Hello, everyone.
I can't wait to dive into your story. You've got a good one. So the way we start these off, folks, is we just ask people to tell us their story about who they were and what they were doing before Young Living and how they got introduced and how long they stayed just a customer and when they figured out the income opportunity. And then we get into the meat of it. How did they actually get to diamond and above? So Bill and Carrie, I'll let you decide who's going to answer the question, or you both can answer it. That's great with me, too. The first story we need to hear is, who were you, where were you, and what were you doing with your life before you ever heard of Young Living?
Why don't you go first?
Okay. We were in Anchorage, Alaska, where I was stationed as a Russian linguist in the United States Air Force. I was a tech sergeant, and we were planning on leaving the Air Force because I was starting to have too much pain. And then, why don't you go ahead and take
it? I was a stay-at-home mom of, at the time, 5 children. We now have 8.
Wow. And
our baby at that time became, she was 8 months old, became very ill. In fact, deathly ill, and the doctors sent her home to die. She was actually medevaced out of Anchorage, Alaska to Seattle Children's Hospital, where they sent her home to just pass away. And we didn't settle for that answer. So Young Living kind of fell into our laps at that time from our dearest and bestest friend, Amanda Uribe. She's a crown diamond in Young Living. She happened to hear of our plight to save our daughter's life and showed up one day in the hospital with a bag of oils.
Wow. All right. So that'll be a non-compliant story. Maybe we'll leave that right there and people can ask you about that offline. So Bill, I got to just, cause you kind of glossed over it, but what were you in the Air Force? A Russian linguist? Specialist?
Yeah, Russian linguist.
Do you speak Russian?
I do, fluently.
How?
I went to a language academy and I learned the equivalent of about 5 years of college Russian in about a year.
Wow.
So after the first 2 weeks, my lips and my tongue were numb from the new sounds I was making.
Where was that?
Monterey, California.
Yeah, I know that school. I used to live in Carmel.
Awesome.
Wow. All right. Okay. So the picture's coming together. Stay-at-home mom, 5 kids at the time, Russian linguist in the Air Force. Carrie, besides the daughter who was ill, did you have an awareness or an interest in natural health care before all of this? Or was your daughter's illness your segue into being aware of natural health care?
Great question. Our oldest son, at the time he was 10, he was diagnosed around 4 with bipolar, ADHD, and autism. And so the natural lifestyle actually occurred probably about 6 years prior to that date, where we were eating clean, eating organic, really watching just the general toxins in our home. However, we didn't have knowledge of just how dangerous certain toxins were. The whole greenwashing, although that term is coined now and used now, we weren't aware of it. So people, when they said it was healthy, we believed them, but our introduction to toxin living really hit home with Young Living. Before then, we were just trying and not really being very successful, except in the diet area.
Great. And all right, so now we transition to being introduced to Young Living. And it sounds like the answer to the question, who introduced you, was a very good friend. So what the question is, who introduced you and how were you introduced? Like, what did she say to introduce you to Young Living?
Well, so we were kind of acquaintances at the time. Both of us were in a homeschool co-op. We knew each other through there. And she will tell you the story. She was terrified to come to the hospital. But she sent me a text message saying, because again, we're just acquaintances. She says, you know, I've been using these oils for about a month and they've really helped get over, you know, a few common things. Maybe it'll help you. And I said, hey, come on over. So at 10:30 at night, she walked into the hospital room with a tiny bag of oils. I think there was like 11 samples in there and a bag of chocolate. And we sat there and we smelled the oils. And she said things like, I think it's pronounced Copaiba. I'm not quite sure, but this is a really good one.
How long had she been in Young Living at the time?
Well, maybe a month, maybe a month and a half. She had just joined.
And did she live in the Seattle area?
No. This was at the hospital before we were medevaced out. So we were in Bridget, Alaska at that time. Right. So she drove down like 45-minute drive in the snow to come bring me some oils. And we chose four of the oils that didn't smell the strongest. If I had known now what I knew, oh my goodness, I would have chosen differently. But we didn't, because essential oils was not a mainstream word. Back then, this was in 2013, January, we absolutely had never heard of the word essential oils. Doctors were not familiar with them. We didn't want to get in trouble. And so we picked four of the less stinky oils to put on her feet and then quickly shove her feet into socks.
Yeah.
At the time, the most we knew was that there was a couple of herbal remedies that we knew about.
Yeah. Right. So, yeah, I was having this conversation in an interview earlier this morning, oddly enough, with a gal who's in Germany. She's military, and she was introduced to Young Living while living in Alaska through a friend of hers in a homeschooling group. And so you guys, I'll connect you later, perhaps. Here's a question. It sounds like you are both like, you know, it's not always that both the husband and wife will get on for an interview at the same time. It sounds like you have an equal role, equal participation in the opportunity and the products. Was it always that way? Bill, did you join with Carrie, or Carrie, did you join with Bill? How did that work in the beginning?
Well, in the beginning, Carrie was the skeptic.
Yep.
Wow.
And that was totally on board. And it very quickly turned into Carrie totally believed as well, just because of our results. And I was at that point still in the Air Force, but on a med board where they were trying to figure out how to medically retire me. And so I couldn't really sell it so much, but Carrie could. So I would pretty much talk to people and get them interested and say, hey, my wife's holding a class, if you want to come? And people would come and talk to Carrie, and Carrie would sign them up. So at the beginning, I was kind of the one that hooked him, and she's the one that brought him into the business.
Nice.
Later on, my role transitioned more into being able to teach classes and be able to do the entire process.
Wow. Okay. So now let's talk about something that's so common in Young Living. People get introduced to the products, they're a customer, they're a member. So many people don't even know there's an income opportunity for years. And then somehow they find out and, you know, they either do something about it or they don't. How long were you just a product person before you discovered the income opportunity, and how did you discover the income opportunity?
About 2 weeks. Because
okay. What happened?
Helping us take care of the baby, and I applied oils. Well, I was applying oils to Jubilee Speed at the time, and I looked at my mother who was sitting on the couch, and I said, would you like me to apply some to your feet? She said, sure, what does it do? I said, I don't know, but it smells pretty. So I put some oils on her feet, and then 20 minutes later, she was dancing in the kitchen, exclaiming how amazing these oils made her feel. We'll just leave it at that. And yep. So we signed up, got a kit, and about, well, I guess it was a month later, I get a check in the mail, And I couldn't believe my eyes. I'm like, I thought it was a joke, and I almost tore it up.
So. I've heard that before too. And so is that what woke you up to the income opportunity?
Right. Yes. And just like what Bill was saying earlier, he caught the vision much earlier. He has an entrepreneurial mind. I was a little bit slower on the uptake. To me, I didn't even realize there was an income potential. And then when I did realize it, I'd been in other MLMs before, and it was such a sales driven market that it really put a bad taste in my mouth. Right. So this was completely different. This was all about relationships. And once I saw the check, saw what it was doing to people's lives, all of that came together for fruition to me. And I just had that aha moment. Like, this really can change the world.
Yeah. Beautiful. Okay. So, how did you go about building your business? Let's focus on year one. What was your pace of play for personally enrolling people? How did you get to people to come to classes? How many classes did you have, like a month? What's the roadmap for year one?
I think that the roadmap for us happened that when I got that, we got that check, I said, that was easy. These oils kind of speak for themselves. I just have to get them on people. So that became my thought, was to get oils on people. And once they experience the power of the essential oils, they want to sign up, they want to come to classes, and they want to learn more. So I would carry around oils with me all the time. And at the time, they had little keychain kits that I would carry around with me and give samples out to people. Or if somebody was talking about something, well, here, I got an oil, try this. And I would probably invite 10 to 30 people every week that I continued to talk to and continue to invite them and keep in touch with them. And I'd usually have, I think we'd had two classes a month at that time.
Maybe three. Maybe
two or three classes a month. And we'd have about six people show up.
Yep.
And usually most of them would end up signing up at that time.
Because I think
how many months did you keep that up?
For at least the full year. At least that first full year. And then about year two, things changed and the essential oils became a little bit more mainstream and everybody was talking about it on social media. And although we didn't completely shift to social media, it did take up a significant chunk of how we built the business. I would say at least 60% was social media at that time. And then maybe 40% was still in-home classes. But we never stopped meeting with people, whether it was one-on-one or in-home classes.
Right. So that's a big difference maker. If we think about the audience for these interviews, most of the people watching these, it could be all over the world, but they're going to be members, you know, stars, senior stars, executives, silvers, and they're going to be in this conversation. Can I do it? How do I do it? Like all of that. And of course, we're talking about, you know, simple strategies here. Like, well, if you interviewed every diamond that advanced from like maybe 2000 to 2015, or 12 or 13, probably the strategy was all classes. So it's pretty simple, right? Just do classes. But what's not simple that I want all of you listening to pay attention to and think about, and I want you, Bill and Carrie, to address, is how did you get mentally in a place where you were willing and motivated to hold that many classes every month? Month in, month out, whether people showed up or not, whether you advanced or not, like how did you, what was the conversation you had with yourself that kept you in the game?
Consistency. I think it was definitely consistency and then a huge necessity to succeed. Because as I said before, I had a whole lot of pain before. And I was in the med board process from the Air Force. Well, I knew whenever they finished that process that I would be out of the Air Force. So we needed to have some sort of income to be able to sustain us when that finished. And so it ended up being an 18-month process. So we ran as fast and hard as we could during that 18-month process, and failure was not an option, just because we knew that we didn't have any other thing to stand on.
Desperation, so, motivation is a powerful thing.
We were very interested in seeing them get healthy.
Yeah. Okay. Beautiful. So in year two, you kind of moved to a social media strategy. What did you do? When you say social media, how did you build on social media?
Through Facebook classes back then, that was the lead thing. Since then, Facebook's taken away that ability to do it through their algorithms. However, it was always about building community and building relationships, and we just took it to the online area. Because being military, our family is everywhere. All of our friends. So realistically, if we were going to reach the people we knew the most, we would have to take it to social media. So we just continued those relationships online. We post about our success stories. We told people why we were using and how we were using them. And we were not bashful or ashamed in the slightest, because this was life-changing and we knew it would help them as well. So for us, it was all about consistency, just showing up every day going, this is the new me. This is what I found and I am thrilled. And then we did a lot of just communicating back to our listeners and people watching us on social media. We love you enough that we're going to share it with you.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. Okay, so that's a good story about how to have classes and enroll some people and maybe get yourself to silver. In every diamond's career, there's a transition where you don't replace personal production with leadership, but you add leadership to your skill set and what you do every day. And what I mean by leadership is that you actually inspire people on your team to do what you did, to go beyond using the products, to see the opportunity and engage in the opportunity. How did you deal with that transition? How did you see it coming? How did you embrace it? How did you deploy it so that you've got people advancing under you that are leaders themselves? Because that's the only way to get to done.
I'm going to give my perspective, and I think we should hear Bill's too as well. My perspective was consistently showing up in the groups every day, being visible to my team and leading by example. For me, it was all about building those relationships, making sure they knew that I was there, because I know somebody once told me, look, I want you to believe in yourself. I want you to know I believe in you until you believe in yourself. And I took that to heart because, again, I didn't come from an entrepreneurial mindset. I didn't have the business goals or anything like that. For me, I was just a mom and I was really happy being a mom. So I need to tell my people, my team, I believe in you. And until you believe in yourself, I'm going to be right here every single day showing you how much I adore and love you and telling you, you can do this. You absolutely can change the world with one person at a time. So that was my take. That was my heart throughout the whole time, is being consistent, showing up every single day. Did I show up every day? No. There were days I failed. Absolutely. but the heart was to always be there, always be there for my team, and be very visible. I think that is so important in leadership, to have really good communication skills, know that they can find you, know where to be found, and then be available. Your greatest ability is your availability.
Okay. Beautiful. Love that. Bill?
Well, one of the most influential things actually for us to start with for me was the reading the 4-year career and being able to hand it out to our leaders as they were interested in it as a business as well. And that kind of showed them a vision for a process that this is possible in a 4-year timeframe. Beyond that, I mean, we taught kits, we taught essential rewards, we taught toxins and vitamins and supplements. We were very much educationally heavy, but I think we also shared our passions, and just the fact that we were so passionate about it because we had such deeply life-changing stories for us. And so we really totally trusted the oils and what they could do, the vitamins and supplements and everything that was Young Living. We trusted it completely because it had changed our lives so much. So being able to trust the process, and then being able to celebrate our no's as well as the yeses. I mean, there's a certain thought process that says you have to get a certain amount of no's sometimes to be able to get yeses. So you just look at it as, all right, got another no, let's go get a yes. And just keeping a positive attitude on it was something that was really helpful during that time frame as well.
Absolutely.
I'm curious about the 4-year career. Who gave it to you? Who introduced you to it?
It's either Amanda or Corey.
I would say either Amanda or Corey. Amanda Uribe or Corey DeVries.
And did you use any particular strategy to introduce your team to it?
We would hand it out as rank gifts.
Yeah.
Okay. And what other tools, books, programs, seminars, blogs, podcasts, Anything else that you tapped into that made a big difference for you?
Yeah, I have to draw on my mind of what we used back then.
At the beginning, I would have to say that we kind of focused on doing sign-up months and then Essential Rewards months. So we tried very heavily to be able to get people on Essential Rewards because we knew that that was where there was a long-term paycheck.
Yep.
And stability in a paycheck rather than kit purchases really just kind of fall off after a time. So the quicker we could get a person turned around and being able to understand the value of the products and being able to use their products, I've turned into them being on Essential Rewards quicker. And then, so we would incentivize that with even things like I mentioned, a keychain kit earlier, where it was a bunch of little oils in a keychain or little bags for holding your essential oils in. Just whatever we could do to incentivize that portion of it to allow them to jump on Essential Rewards that month, it helped us to be able to increase our Essential Rewards numbers. And it made our team very much interested in the educational process.
Yeah, beautiful.
We did listen to a lot of podcasts. I love listening to Melissa Pepping. And a lot of leaders that are Young Living that are all now Crown Diamonds. I did spend a significant amount of my time listening to them and then sharing that with my team. And then the team would gather and talk about it.
Yeah, great move. Good leadership move. So I don't want people to miss this because, you know, people that are on their way up or wanting to be on their way up are always looking for reasons why they can't. I want to make sure the listening audience is clear. So you've been doing this for how many years now?
Six and a half.
Yeah.
Six and a half. Have you had any children in the last 6.5 years?
Three.
You had, so, and all of that stuff, Carrie, where you're talking about showing up every day and being there for your team, in the last 6.5 years, you had three children, and it sounds like you already had five. Mm-hmm. Because you have eight.
Right.
And then in the last 6.5 years, have you moved?
Many times.
Yes.
How many times?
Well, during that time frame in 2014, we traveled the country for part of it in a travel trailer and taught classes as we went. So it was continual move for about 6 months. And then we ended up moving twice since then.
Right.
Yeah. So, you know, if you just map that on, okay, in the last 6.5 years, how many kids have you had, listening audience? And on top of the new kids that you've had, how many were you taking care of that you already had? And how many times did you have to move? And so, you know, what it all boils down to in these interviews is, hey, if they can do it,
right,
whoever's out there listening, you can probably do it too. And well, even if your story is, well, I have 11 kids and, you know, I live on a boat in the middle of the ocean. Well, hey, you can do it too. And your story will inspire people.
I just wanted to point out too, we started the business while our daughter was still dying in the hospital. And then she continued to be on deathbed for the next 3 months. So she didn't get the official all clear until April 17th of that year. So a full 4 months later. So during that
You launched your business during that.
Yes. Yep. And while during that, she was in the PICU, she was dying. We had to have massive heart surgery type stuff. I mean, it was a mess. All that I was teaching classes and sharing and living.
Yeah. Well, you deserve to be Royal Crown Diamonds and beyond, right? So the last question is, what are you up to now? What is the next 4 or 5 years look like?
You want to take that one?
Sure. I think part of what we're doing right now is examining our systems that we're currently using and seeing how we can just make minor changes to what we currently have to be able to make it more effective. And instead of just doing widespread changes, we're trying to just tweak it a little bit to make it even more effective. But on top of that, we are doing other things as well. So one of the things that we did is I wrote a book on what is the best essential oil company to be able to give more credibility and understanding in certain areas of the essential oil marketplace and to enable me to have more talking points with people.
Beautiful. That's a great tool for your team and a great tool for like them to give to prospects. Where do people get that book?
They can get it on Amazon or through Life Science Publishing.
What's the name of it?
What is the best essential oil company? Cutting Through the Lies.
I love it. That's great. Beautiful. All right. Well, fantastic story. What a great story. A real inspiration. Yeah, I thank you too for the gift of your time. And what I really want to thank you for is your courage and your ambition and the motivation that you created and sustained yourself to manifest that story, because there are literally, as we know, tens of thousands of people out there around the world right now, and there will be 6 months from now and 6 years from now, that really want to create that same journey for themselves. And what we know is it's not what you do that's hard, it's why you do it. It's finding that place in your own heart and your own head where you can make the same kind of declarations that you did, Bill and Carrie, where, you know, your reason was maybe a little bit more, we have to. And a lot of people's reason isn't, I have to. But we do have to find that reason, right? And that reason has to resonate through every fiber of our body, and it has to keep resonating until we build it.
Yep. It has to be more powerful than the fear that's keeping you back too.
Yeah, exactly. And so that's the gift that you're providing people. I trust that those of you listening to this will listen to it over and over again, because I'm telling you, Bill and Carrie and I could talk for hours and hours and hours about what they've just said in this interview. Like, I could take little pieces that they said and drill down on it for a half hour or an hour, just expanding the wisdom and the profoundness and the productivity that comes from these ideas. So study, 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 and then execute, 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 right?
Absolutely.
What would you two say for last words to, you're the last voice in the wilderness I'm ever going to hear? If you don't give me the wake-up call, nobody else ever will. My Young Living career depends on what you tell me right now. You're going to make me or break me. I'm struggling. I'm an executive. I want it. But
I'm going to tell you this. I'm going to say, you don't show up and expect to have perfect teeth after never brushing your teeth for a year. You brush your teeth for 2 minutes every single day, consistency. And that is what gives you healthy teeth. Same with your business. You show up every single day, and it's better to put in 20 minutes of the most amazing, impactful time into that 20 minutes than to just do once a year, I'm here, and then check out for a year or check out for a month. Every day, small little steps is what gets you to the top. The best runner in the world did not start the day he got up and took his first step and went, oh, I can't do it. You get up and you practice, and you get up and you practice, and you fail, and then you fail forward, and you get up and you practice, and you fail, and you fail forward, and eventually you become the best, your very best. But you never give up. You never surrender. You're not dead. You can't quit.
Wow. You need to go on the circuit. Nice work there, Carrie.
Thank you.
Bill, last words?
My biggest takeaway was going to be that the only way to really fail in this business is to quit, is to be inconsistent, to not show up, to say, oh, well, you know, tomorrow's good enough. I mean, if you are putting in the work every single day and you are giving it your all, your passion will spread. Your desire and your knowledge will share with others, and you can't help but grow. If you take what you learn when you go to a Live Your Passion rally or you go to a convention or a training session and you teach it to your friends, your business associates, and everybody you know, then you can't help but grow, because people want that passion. They want to learn, and they're borrowing from your courage and your belief and your drive until they have it themselves.
Right. Yeah. So I'll put a bow on that from both of you. So I'll start with Bill's. If you go learn, and there's, you know, there's like a million years worth of things you can learn from Young Living about, you know, you could get a PhD in every individual oil. You can get a PhD in every different product line.
there's so much education on the products, on healthcare, on natural healthcare, on chemical-free living, and on building wealth and building leadership. There are infinite opportunities to learn. And if you take that learning, whatever it is that you're learning, and you just apply it, even for, I think you'll probably both agree with this based on what you said, Carrie, if people would just work their business 30 minutes a day, you said 20 minutes.
Yep.
Whether it's 20 or 30 minutes a day, I mean, people have this idea, oh my gosh, I need to do all this stuff. I need to, this is going to take so much work. Well, that's a story we make up, because the essence of the business is, like, Bill, what you were talking about, what you did early on, is you just talk to 10 to 30 people a week. Well, that's just a couple of people a day, right? And yes. How long does it take to just invite a couple of people to come to your class? You can do it in 30 minutes. And that's assuming that most of the people you call aren't home, don't call you back, right? If you make 10 phone calls, you're probably going to talk to a couple of people, and you say, I got a class Wednesday night. And they say, no, I can't come Wednesday night. Okay, so you call them back the next week. How long does that take? If people would just work 30 minutes a day, 6 days a week, for 90 days, those people would have done more work to build their Young Living business than 99.99% of people that ever joined.
Amen.
Yep.
It is not that hard to get results here. You just, as you, Carrie, said, you have to be consistent. I call it compounding consistency. You know, if you take a penny and compound it every day for a month, 30 days, it's over $5 million.
Nice.
But if you compound it every other day, which is how most people work their business, if you double that penny every other day, it's worth $168. And the difference between diamonds and above and everybody else is building $168 businesses, because they don't do it every day.
Right.
You two are an extraordinary gift. Thank you so much for joining us on Road to Diamond.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Will I see you at convention in the crowd of 50,000 people?
You bet.
Absolutely.
We'll be there.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for joining us on Road to Diamond. Remember, the work is worth it.
Thanks for listening. I trust you got some golden nuggets. If you're inspired sufficiently, I invite you to join me for Run Through Rank. Run Through Rank is a coaching program designed to have you blow through your next rank with never having to worry about requalifying. We come together twice a week for an hour for 60 days. You'll end up with 16 to 20 hours of custom video content you can study forever. This could be the best investment you ever make. Check it out at runthroughrank.com. That's runthruRANK.com. We'll see you there.